July 15th, 2016, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." It is impossible to make peace with those who do not desire peace. In righteousness, you must defend innocent lives. If you wait for each new act of terrorism to react, you are once again treating the symptoms, not the disease. There is a center of operations that oversees radical Islamic terrorism. It must be eradicated in order to save countless lives. Pretending that terrorism is not a problem is not the solution. Cordially inviting thousands of refugees into this country is reckless, to say the least. The security of the world is being jeopardized in the name of humanitarianism. It takes a strong and honest leader to deal with the reality of this threat. Presently, your country does not have one. I am waiting for religious leaders to take a stand on this issue. This is not the time to placate or accommodate poor leadership. Church hierarchy must not remain silent, but support every effort to combat the evils of terrorism. That is how you lead, not as idle observers. Be bold in applying the gospel message to this very desperate situation. You do not live in these times for no reason or for your own reasons. Each one is here by God's will to do His will. A note is given to read Luke chapter 3, verse 9. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.